As I rode back into the city, I saw Union soldiers making a run for it, with valuables of all kind, silver, pocket watches, candles, and food goods.
"Hand it over,"
a voice called out from the inside of a saloon.
"No, I can't. This has been in my family for generations."
"You'll hand it over, missy, or I'll take it off you. It's up to you."
Leaping down from my horse, I strode forward and kicked in the door, walking inside, to see a very tall and very muscular Union soldier holding a woman and three girls at gunpoint. It was the same woman I had told never to come back, and the same three little girls.
"I thought I told you never to come back."
She rapidly shook her head and tears fell quickly.
"Oh, thank God it's you. Please, tell him to leave us alone. Tell him we just want to be left alone and not be harassed by the likes of your kind."
The large soldier looked me up and down and smiled with a wicked grin and diseased teeth.
"This is none of your business, pup. Get yourself outside so I can finish conducting my business.